The whole purpose of Rest for the Heart is that we take in the beautiful, wonderfully loving words of our Heavenly Father. The Bible is like a manual, a map, if you like, and we need, for instance, to understand the wonderful promises that He's made to us. So we need to meditate on His word, because they're spoken by someone who has our highest good at the heart of everything that He tells us. So let's listen. Let's take these words in. Let's soak in these promises and play this podcast more than once. Enjoy meditating on its meaning. Share this podcast with others. The unfolding of your glorious words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding to the simple, the childlike. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. My son, keep my words and store my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. As for you, the anointing, the special gift which you receive from Him remains permanently in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But just as His anointing teaches you and giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as His anointing has taught you, you must remain in Him, being rooted in Him, knit to Him. As it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. But when He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but He will speak whatever He hears from the Father. And He will disclose to you what is to come. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe.